Singer Tony Bennett and jazz pianist Bill Evans recorded two albums together for different labels in the mid-1970s. Those sides have now been brought together, along with the complete alternate takes from those sessions. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has a review.
And though from Italy I lied to you prettily, why think of me bitterly? You know that I'm true, except now and then in Rome I get that old yen in Rome, and naturally when in Rome I do as the Romans do.
Last Valentine's Day, had dinner at a little Italian restaurant in Brooklyn. Nice place. Very good food, excellent service, and a CD of Tony Bennett singing Ellington playing softly in the background. Tony Bennett makes perfect background music because even at low volume, you can hear every word. The man is a natural belter. So his mid-70s duo with pianist Bill Evans might seem a bit of a mismatch. Evans being a quiet master of understatement, as on Miles Davis's Kinda Blue.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.
No problems there. The singer and pianist may be an odd couple, but they click. That's not the version of Some Other Time originally released. It's one of the alternate takes that make up half the new, complete Tony Bennett, Bill Evans recordings on two CDs. Evans and Bennett recorded over 4 days in 1975 and again in 76 with minimal preparation in the studio. The alternate takes on the second disc never sound like rehearsals or like the stentorian singer and subtle pianist struggle to meet in the middle. They sound comfortable from the first, and the differences between two takes of the same song are like catching the duo on different nights of a club engagement. The arc of a tune stays the same, although details change.
You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing.
For the take originally released, Bennett changes his phrasing a bit. He's snappier on the word reminiscing, and Bill Evans gives him a wider berth to ease into the tune's bridge, right here.
Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of reminiscing. And our lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn.
Okay, so Tony Bennett can tone down his natural exuberance. He practically whispers "You Must Believe in Spring," although he sounds like he's consciously holding back. Even on tunes he starts quietly, he may ratchet it up before the end. Bennett's imposing presence doesn't always leave room for all the nuances of touch and harmony Bill Evans is capable of, but the pianist graciously plays second banana and gets a solo feature as his reward. Evans hadn't worked with so many singers, but he recorded two-thirds of these mostly classic tunes before, including a couple he'd written, and some that got heavy play in his trios. Once in a while, some wiseacre will claim Bill Evans was a glorified cocktail pianist. Here he plays saloon piano for real and gives a strong singer support he could count on. Lucky Tony.
So lucky to be me.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the complete Tony Bennett, Bill Evans recordings on Concord.